Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Francois Fulion is a specialist in systemic investigations at the tax, ombudsman. Good morning, Francois. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me. I'm doing well, and you?
Excellent. Thank you. Well, I was doing better until I played that last song, which I really just didn't enjoy. But we are talking about complaints. Complaints about my music is a common one. What are the common complaints taking place or that people have with relations to in terms of tax issues?
Currently, we still do have a high rate of complaints regarding SARS delaying in paying out VAT refunds or income tax refunds. And also, we currently do have a lot of complaints or receive a lot of complaints regarding SARS not finalizing their disputes within the stipulated time frames.
So what does one do about it?
So if a taxpayer experiences problems in this regard, we currently do have systemic issues relating to SARS not finalizing the refund within stipulated timeframes or the disputes. Taxpayers can approach our office for assistance.
What is happening at SARS? I mean, obviously we know that we went through some very, very difficult periods there. Have things started to improve?
I think there has been improvements within the organization. We should also just know that there are constant changes. Systems might work today, tomorrow there might be system glitches. So there will always be room for improvement. And it is something that the Office of the Tax Ombud will also continuously monitor to make sure that if there is a system glitch or something does go wrong, that we will be there to assist taxpayers.
Right. So in terms of, can you measure SARS's success in terms of the number of complaints, or does it stand independently of that?
I think to an extent that if there is, when we're talking valid complaints, but we also need to bear in mind that the Office of the Tax Ombud does receive a lot of complaints, and we do not accept all the complaints that we receive due to the fact, for instance, that taxpayers did not follow the correct procedure before lodging a complaint with our office, or the taxpayers might be at fault. So just based on the number of complaints received, it will be difficult to indicate that. But there will also be other measurements, like the amount of complaints that SARS themselves receive via their compliance management office.
What percentage of complaints do you throw out?
I think roughly, I don't have the figures in front of me right now, but I think the amount of complaints we accept where taxpayers did follow the correct process prior to lodging a complaint to our office, or there is an applicable systemic issue at play, I think roughly it is between 20 and 30% acceptance. But I might be wrong on that one, but I think it's roughly there.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to know, because I get a lot of complaints about myself right here on our show, and I'm thinking maybe I'm only going to take 20 to 30% seriously. So that's why I was just interested. I was leading you on there a little bit for my own selfish selfish means, because you know, people, we do like to complain, and I would imagine around tax issues in particular, we like to complain because nobody likes to pay tax.
No, definitely, definitely.
Is there a link, and I don't know if you've seen this over a while, with lack of confidence in government as it relates to people complaining and being unhappy about the tax that they're paying? In other words, if I feel confident that my tax is going to be going to running a country as efficiently as possible, then maybe I'll complain a little bit less about my tax. Or do we just complain anyway?
I think as humans, we most definitely want our money to go for a right cause, and obviously we want to see benefit in what we are paying for. So I think there could be some sense of people will be more happy to pay what is due should they believe that the money is utilized correctly.
Very, very, very interesting indeed. It is 6:54. That is where we leave it. Thank you for chatting to us and making us aware of these issues. Francois Fouillon, Specialist of Systemic Investigations at the Tax Ombudsman, talking about the common kinds of complaints that they receive in relation to systemic issues.